Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We are learning Bava Kamma, the seventh parak, chapter 7, and today we'll be learning Mishnayos 4 and 5. Mishnah 4. Ganav al pi shnayim, v'tavachu machar al pi echad. If, according to two witnesses, he stole the animal, and according to one witness, or on his own word, he slaughtered or sold the animal, you know, al pi echad or al pi atzmo, he pays double, but he does not pay 4 or 5, because you can't obligate yourself to pay. If you admit to stealing something, then you're not obligated in a fine. That's the halacha. Or one witness also doesn't obligate you. Ganav atavak b'Shabbos, if you steal and slaughter on Shabbos, ganav atavak l'avodah zarah, steal and slaughter l'avodah zarah, Ganav Moshel Aviv, Mishel Aviv, Umes Aviv, you steal from your father, and then your father dies. V'achachak Tavukum Machar, Ganav V'hikdish, V'achachak Tavukum Machar, you steal consecrated animal, and then afterwards you slaughter it or insult it. Misham Tashlumi Kefel, you pay Kefel double, V'ain Misham Tashlumi Arba Chamisha, you don't pay Arba Chamisha, because in the case of Shabbos and idolatry, you're already Chayav Misa, and therefore, once you're Chayav Misa, you don't pay a fine. And from your father, if you stole it, and then he died, and then you slaughtered it, so then you are already one of the heirs, and therefore you don't pay Arba and Chamisha. And again, by Hekdesh, if you steal Hekdesh, it doesn't belong to a human being, and so you don't pay 4 and 5. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kedashim Shechaya Bachriyusim, Misham Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. Shechaya Chaya Bachriyusim Pater. Rabbi Shimon holds that when it comes to consecrated animals, if you'd be Chayav to bring that explicit animal, if the owner said this animal explicitly, so then you would have to pay 4 or 5, because you did steal it from the owner, because he still is obligated to pay it. But if not, so then you would be putter, because the owner of the carbon is not as if you're stealing it from the owner of the carbon. And the halacha is not according to Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah 5. Mekaro chutz me'echad me'mea Shabo, O Shahaisa lo bo shatufos, Hashochet venisnabla biyado, Hanocher vahamaaker, Mishan tashlumi kefel, ve'ena Mishan tashlumi arba chamisha. So if he sold it except for 1/100th part of it, or had a partnership in it, if a person slaughters and it became carrion under his hand, if he pierces or he cuts loose, he pays kefel, but does not make 4 or 5-fold payments. Ganav brishus habalim, v'tavachu machar chutz mershusam, o sheganav chutz mershusam, v'tavachu machar brishusam, o sheganav v'tavachu machar chutz mershusam, mishalem tashlumi arba v'chamisha. So if he stole in the domain of the owner and slaughtered or sold it outside their domain, or stole outside their domain and slaughtered or sold it within their domain, or stolen, slaughtered, or sold outside their domain completely, he makes 4 or 5-fold payments. Aval ganav v'tavach u'machar b'rishusam pater. But if a person stole and slaughtered in their domain, he is pater. So our mission is teaching that if a person steals an ox or a sheep and sells it, he's chayav 4 or 5-fold payments only if he sold the entire animal without retaining any of it. Sold means all of it. The Mishnah also teaches that the thief is liable for the theft only if he acted within one of the ways in which acquisition of movable property is affected. But if he stole and slaughtered it in their own domain, then he's putter, because he couldn't possibly have acquired it in that case. Tomorrow, we will be learning Chapter 7, Mishnah 6, and Mishnah 7.